Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm here with Christine Ullman of the Saturday Night Live Band, who is performing for Rock and Roll for Children Foundation. I think I got that right. I don't know if I did. Hey, Christine, thanks for coming on.
Hey, Jason, it's great to be with you.
Awesome. So is this your first year doing the event? We covered it last year.
No, I'm actually a board member of the Rock and Roll for Children Foundation. I'm proud to be a board member, and I've actually been performing. This might be my seventh or eighth year, I think, doing the event.
Okay, awesome. And how long have you been with SNL, Ben?
24 years.
Wow. Okay, cool. So you've seen a ton of cast members and guest
hosts. Yes, I have.
Wow. Okay. Well, I would like to go into that too, but you know, first let's talk about the event itself. Do you remember how you first initially got hooked up with them?
Yes, John Belenky, who's the founder, one of the founders, I think he is the founder, mm-hmm. Was a friend, and he decided to form this charity. We quickly formed a nucleus of musicians, and we've really run it in a couple of different locations. But I'd just like to point out that this year we're at Bethesda Blues and Jazz, and we are for the benefit of the Children's Inn at the National Institute of Health, which is an unbelievable facility for children who are facing really catastrophic illness and are undergoing experimental treatment. So we are just honored to be working for this amazing, amazing cause of the Children's Inn.
That's awesome. And do you know who else is in the lineup this year? I know Ricky Bird is returning from last year. He does it a lot. John Popper from Blues Traveler. Who else we got?
Yes, John Popper from Blues Traveler, Liberty DeVito from Billy Joel's band, Chris Patti, who is a very, very well-known blues guitarist, Kasim Sultan, the bassist for Todd Rundgren, will be there. Mark Ribbler, who is a fabulous guitarist. Derek St. Holmes, who is a institution in Baltimore, guitarist with Ted Nugent for many years, will be there. And a horn section. It's going to be a great night of rhythm and blues, blues, rock and roll. You know, come, you can put your dancing shoes on if you want, but it's also going to be a great concert if you've never been there. Bethesda Blues and Jazz has fabulous sight lines. It's a wonderful venue, and everybody will be comfortable and able to see everything.
Awesome. Have you guys put together a set list yet? Do you know what you're playing?
Yes, we do.
Is it? Oh, look, she's being all secretive about it. Okay.
Well, we'll be doing, of course, some Blues Traveler stuff. That goes without saying, with John Popper, and some of the more well-known hits will be played. I don't want to really give too much away. People should come to the show.
Right? Know? Yeah. All right. Well, that's enough of a little bit of a teaser. We'll leave them. You know, we'll wet their whistle, but they got to come out to find out the whole thing.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yep. Tell me a little bit about yourself. I know. I mean, all of our listeners are going to know. You know, SNL band. It's an institution of itself. But tell me. Where you grew up and how you got started with SNL.
No, I was born in the Bronx. I grew up in Connecticut. I knew the band leader at the time, whose name was G.E. Smith. We had a band together. In Connecticut, we'd known each other for a long time. He called me up, asked me if I wanted to do a gig. It turned out to be Lorne Michaels' wedding reception.
Wow.
And out in the Hamptons in Long Island. And then Lorne, the next week, said to him, you know, where's that girl that was singing with you, you know, last weekend? And that's basically how I got the gig. I always tell people I got it from a wedding gig. But it's a remarkably stable band, the Saturday Night Live band. Doesn't really change. Very similar to Paul Schaefer's band, you know, with the Letterman show back in the day. Mm-hmm. It's the same players. Very much a family over there, and it's a wonderful gig. You know, I'm very grateful, always very grateful.
What instrument were you playing at the wedding?
I was not playing any instrument. I was playing my voice.
Although, oh, you were singing. You were the wedding singer.
I was the wedding singer, although I had seven. Yeah, I have seven CDs out, and I do play guitar, but I wasn't playing guitar on that particular show.
Wow.
But yeah, guitar is my instrument. But yeah, it was the wedding singer, exactly. Wow. I mean, it's a hysterical story. People always fall out when
take,
I tell it.
Take and, that, Adam Sandler. You were first.
No, exactly. And Adam, of course, he came on the show very shortly after I came.
Yeah.
He started up in the cast. And so it's all, there's a lot of synergy here, Jason. Yeah. It comes around, goes around, comes around.
Absolutely. Tell me, I mean, I'm sure you've probably forgotten more hilarious SNL backstage stories than we will ever even remember from watching you guys, but do any stand out? Like, who's like the most side-splitting behind the scenes? Like, just that would make you guys lose?
Oh, you know, there's so many of them that are funny, I have to say. My favorite right now is Bobby Moynihan, but, you know, they're so many over the years. I mean, my favorite story is we had Paul McCartney came on for the very first time.
Wow.
And the late Chris Farley was standing next to me, and he started to play Hey Jude during a rehearsal. And Chris asked me if I wanted to dance, and we waltzed all around the studio to Hey Jude. You know, I mean, there are a lot of great memories, I will say. And
he wasn't dressed as the lunch lady at the point, right? No.
No. That's regular clothes. It was an afternoon, so everybody was just dressed casually, you know.
That's amazing.
McCartney came in and did some extra songs, and Hey Jude was one of them. It's just one. He gave us like a little mini concert was what it was. It was amazing.
Yeah. Oh, that's amazing.
Amazing memory, so, yeah.
So as awesome as those memories, you know, with all these famous figures up in SNL have been, you know, explain how it's a different sort of special to be doing, you know, a cause like this on Saturday and why you keep coming back.
Right, and we'd like to mention again, folks, what we're talking about is the Rock and Roll for Children Foundation's Band Together show at Bethesda Blues and Jazz on Saturday night. It's at 7 p.m., and it benefits the Children's Inn at the National Institutes for Health. And what's different about it, Jason, is that this cause of the Children's Inn is an amazing one for children and their families who are undergoing experimental treatment while they have catastrophic illness to really help other children is what it boils down to.
Yeah.
And we will also be performing at the Children's Inn, Ricky and I. But also with us will be Mark Stein from Vanilla Fudge. So he'll be doing the Vanilla Fudge song, which is like, You Keep Me Hanging On.
Yeah.
You know, Mark will be there doing that. And he's a great, great blue-eyed soul singer. And Mark is going to come with us, too, I think, to the Children's Inn. So we'll actually be meeting some of the children and their parents on Friday afternoon. But the show itself is Saturday night. Again, it's at Bethesda Blues and Jazz. And it is a remarkable honor to, you know, focus your talent toward, you know, achieving, collecting funds for this cause, you know. And also there is a fabulous, I need to mention this, fabulous online auction. They have some amazing things.
Like guitars and instruments, or what do we got?
Guitars, instruments, signed things, rock and roll memorabilia, Baltimore Orioles memorabilia. And that is at www.biddingforgood.com/rockandroll. But if they go to the rockandrollforchildren.org website, they're going to see all the links, Jason. And this auction is out of sight.
So do they have to bid? Do they have to bid online ahead of time, or can they still bid?
Yes,
they
have to bid online ahead of time. And there may be, I think, a silent auction that night as well.
Okay.
But there's bidding ahead of time, and let me tell you, it's really worth just scrolling through the stuff because it's fabulous.
Well, I know you're a New Yorker, but I'm a straight O's fan. So you know that's bid on that. Bid on the Orioles gear, man.
Oh yeah, they've got Orioles gear. But can I just say, go Yankees?
Hey, you know? All right. I'm deleting this interview right now. No, I'm just kidding. No,
I'm born in the Bronx. You have to let me. You know,
I would be disappointed if you weren't a Yankee fan, just like you'd be disappointed if I wasn't a Baltimore Oriole fan.
I would get very, very much disappointed. You gotta
rep who you grew up with, you know.
Exactly.
Well, thanks.
We're also really grateful to WTOP for giving us the chance to go on. There's a couple of us that are doing interviews, and we really appreciate your help in getting the word out about this great event.
Oh no! I mean, it's such a great cause, and you know, you guys definitely you're all like legends in your own right from all these. But last year, I think we had Ricky Burt. Actually, he's coming on in 10 minutes.
Yes.
Right? He's following you. You're his opening act right now.
Well, you tell him that I said it was all right. Yeah, Ricky was there last year as well. Yeah. Ricky and I have done it many, many, many years, and Liberty DeVito. So we're really very committed to it, and. Really looking forward. You know, we want to see everybody come out. You know, Baltimore, you've got to come out to Bethesda. And Bethesda, you've got to come out to Bethesda.
And Washington, D.C.
And Washington, D.C., you better be there, too. And Arlington, Virginia, as the soul song says.
Everybody.
You're within the sound of my voice. Yeah.
As you're naming these cities, I'm thinking of that Chappelle skit with the Howard Dean.
Yes.
Pow! All right, cool. All right. Anyway, as an SNL person, I thought you'd appreciate that. Okay, cool.
I do. I very much do.
We really appreciate your time. We'll let you hop off so we can get Ricky on here. But thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Jason. And we hope to see everyone on Saturday night at the Festive Blues and Jazz for the Children's Inn for Rock and Roll for Children Foundation.
There you go. You heard it. Come out Saturday. Thank you, Christine.
All right.